Yeah. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, ready.
Cool. Producers ready?
Sweet. Cool. Just don't get caught talking before the mic this time.
Oh, yeah, before the music kicks in. Every single show, they turn on the music like after I've started talking and you can hear me talking before we hit record. So I won't today. My goal of today's show is not to start talking before the music. What? Oh. Foiled again.
Oh, atrocious.
Who'd have thought, such professionals as we are.
Yeah, the most professional of all, I've heard.
Yes. Yeah. We are Jack and Christian. Christian and Jack of the Football Sack. I'm not rapping.
I'm just doing
the intro to the show. I don't just generally rap in life and rhyme and rhythm and blues. It's the Football Sack podcast. You're with myself and Christian, as we always are, and we've got a lot to get through on today's show. I should first of all say welcome to the show, Christian.
Oh, well, thank you, Jack. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm great.
And listeners, how are you? Wow.
Interesting.
Wow, yeah. Make sure we hear the end of that.
Yeah, don't leave us hanging.
No, that's cool. That's a good story.
It's interesting.
A big show today, news, A-League, lots of fun stuff, promotions, YouTube clips of the week, shout-outs, correspondence. Let's just go straight into it.
You could use your rapping skills so I can do it all quickly.
And get it into the 35 minutes because we're going to struggle. So, yeah, I might just, if you can just give me a beat and... Jade North has headed southeast. He's gone and signed for the Wellington Phoenix. Didn't really rhyme.
You know what? I'm actually quite impressed. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Listeners may, though, have a different view of it.
Yeah, they're going to think it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Jade North has signed for the Wellington Phoenix. I wasn't just making that up. He's headed southeast. We had a little debate about this.
Yes, we did.
Whether he's headed east or south. I said east, you said south. Obviously, I was thinking... longitudinally, and you were thinking latitudinally.
That's right. Yeah. Geographically.
Yeah, but anyway, he's ended up in Wellington.
Yeah, well done.
Thank God we weren't in charge of booking his flights. God knows where he would have ended up.
In Uganda or something.
Yes. He will go there and join up with Andrew Durante, who last time they played together would have been lifting and the golden toilet seat.
Yes, because in 2008, those two central defenders won the championship with Newcastle Jets.
With the Jets, so that's a good pickup for the Phoenix, who go from strength to strength, it seems.
How good are they doing? In the back, as in staff, players, coaching, everything. Yep. Brilliant. And, of course, they've just got the new 5-year contract to stay in the A-League. So it's all good for them.
Everything, Wellington Phoenix and New Zealand football is looking great at the moment. So well done them. Good pickup. Our young Socceroos are AFF Under-19 champions.
Yeah, so our very young Socceroos.
Yes.
They beat Vietnam. Thailand.
In Vietnam, yes.
1-0 with Babalj.
Yes.
Eli Babalj scoring with 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah, so well done them.
Yeah, a tournament we should be expecting to win, but yes, we've won AFF it, so Cup. Good work.
As we said before the show, not to be confused with the BFF Cup. That's the Best Friends Forever Cup. Yeah.
It warms my heart.
Yes. Oh, FIFA, they're making great strides with this let's all be friends kind of attitude.
Yeah, well, they're trying, instead of the Confederations Cup, they're going to do the BFF.
The Best Friends Forever Cup, yeah.
Because people might actually care more about it this time.
Yeah. In terms of another prestigious tournament that's been wrapped up and won, the Sydney Festival of Football.
Yes, the most important tournament of any footballer's calendar.
Unfortunately, they all have to go off and play in like the Premier League and stuff like that now.
Yeah, nuisance.
Which is just basically a 6-month kind of holiday to get over this festival of football. It was taken out by AIK Athens.
Yes, very nice.
The winning goal on the night the other night was scored by an Australian, Nathan Burns, which is great.
One Nathan Burns, well done.
And he wasn't the only Australian to find the net that night.
No, because Brett Emerton scored
With a lovely little over-the-shoulder swivel bicycle kick, which is great for Blackburn, who defeated Sydney FC 2-1. And Sydney's goal from Alex Bross was a lovely move.
Oh, it was.
And Mark Bridge shot just wide for what would have been an even better goal. Mm. It was a terrific move, wasn't it?
Mark Bridge is amazing. It's like one touch, one touch, one touch,
and side foot just wide. Back across the keeper. Lovely move.
It was brilliant.
Fitting of a goal. Deserved it. Let's talk A-League, because we're days away from the season kicking off, and it starts with, I wouldn't say match of the round, because there's a few big games, but one of the matches of the round, it's the Melbourne Heart making their debut in the competition. They're hosting the Central Coast Mariners.
Oh, I can't wait for this game. Yeah. It's going
to
be great.
What a great one to start the season.
Oh, for sure. Like, when the draw came out, I think Matt actually wrote on one of our articles, he said, I don't know why they're playing against the Mariners. I guess, you know, it's to guarantee the Heart an easy win for the first game of the season.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like that at all, I don't think. It's going to be really awesome to see how Heart play, obviously, because it's going to be their first competitive game, against the Mariners, who are just totally transformed side. Brilliant new signings.
Really looking the
good. A new coach who, is, as long as everyone's giving them an open slate, should go well with what he has.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game, and honestly, it's going to be interesting to watch those two teams over the whole course of the season.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the Heart in action. They've got a fantastic... The spine of their team, you know, Bolton, mm-hmm. Beecham, Colosimo at the back, Skoko in midfield, and Aloisi up front. It's like in excess of 160 Socceroos caps there, which is not bad for a club trying to find its feet in a new league.
And you've got the ex-Dutch international coach to top it off.
That's right. He's got, you know, 380... senior appearances for Ajax and Genoa up his sleeve, and he's been assistant coach he's played 40 odd times for the Netherlands, and he's been an assistant manager at Ajax, took the reins on an interim basis at one stage,
and PSV as well,
FC 20, and also assistant for the Dutch national team,
and
did all Ajax's youth stuff as well, which is great because they're obviously well known for having a very prestigious production line there at Ajax. So Mr. Van Schip, welcome to Australia, and we hope that it's a successful stay, because I'd like to see the Heart do well.
I think so. I think the whole A-League does, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't want a whipping boy to be the new team.
No.
Who is going to be the whipping boy? It's going to be the Jets this year, isn't it?
Well, it's a strange one, really, because all teams have potential to do really well. With Jets, I kind of think yes and no, because I just think that Branko wouldn't allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Branko Cilina.
Are you thinking the Fury?
I don't know. See, the Fury again got a coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've made some signings, which aren't exactly bad signings.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to
lost go. Players though, Fowler, Stefanuto.
Yes. I can see Adelaide struggling, but I can also see them do well. It's crazy.
Van Dijk up top.
Although that's the only real signing they've made.
Yeah, true.
It's going to be interesting. They might kind of do an old Brisbane Roar, as in struggle at start and then end of season
home.
Just come home.
Yeah.
One team I can see, not so much being whipping boys, but falling down the pecking order a lot, is Victory.
Really?
They don't really have a... Archie Thompson's still out for a while.
Yeah, he's out until about December, apparently. Mm,
Robbie Cruz is the only real striker they have. Again, no Allsop again. They haven't really strengthened anywhere. You could say they've even taken a step backwards with keeper.
Yeah. Pekovic, good keeper, but Langerak was brilliant last year, wasn't he?
Yes. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, personal opinion.
Yeah.
I could see them go backwards. Like the year after they won their first championship, they didn't even make the finals.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a bit of a curse like that. I think the Jets did that as well.
They went from premiers to wooden spooners.
Yeah.
Like directly at wooden spooners.
Yeah. I want your tip for who's going to be the wooden spooner for the A-League this year.
Oh, wow. Adelaide or Glory, probably. I don't know. Adelaide.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go for the Jets.
The Jets, okay.
And those two teams play each other in the first round of the season.
Nice.
So grab yourself a swan in front of the TV. Do not miss that blockbuster.
Well, Adelaide should enjoy this because, you know, their name starts with Ace at the moment. They're at top of the table.
That's right, yeah. It's like Arsenal every Premier League season.
Yes.
Of course, I'd guess this one would be the blockbuster match of the round, the grand final rematch on Saturday night, Sydney FC taking on the Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Fantastic, yeah. Let's hope that that playing surface at the City Football Stadium gets patched up, because it just got chopped to bits during that Festival of Football.
It was great. Yeah, it was like, especially in the last day, where the pitch is already trampled, and then it just pissed down even more.
Yeah.
And the two games on it was just crazy.
Yeah, we were saying it was a festival was a success because there was no drownings.
Yes.
And there was a distinct risk of that. So, let's hope that gets patched up. I'm not sure if there's any rugby league being played on it before Saturday night.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, neither would I.
No.
Wouldn't care that much, to be honest.
No. I stopped following the NRL a while ago now.
Yeah.
Although I do watch Dragons games. I do have to put that in there. Anyway, we have a Queensland derby.
We do. Up at Robina. What day is that? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
That's Sunday. Cause,
I might go up to that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going up too, because me and my girls play on Sunday. I think we can maybe take a bus straight up there or something.
Oh, so, that's a good call. Yeah. I might do that. All right, Sunday. Pencil that in. What's that probably going to be? 2 o'clock kickoff?
Something like that. Yeah, I should know it, but...
Yeah. No, all right, I'm just making plans
off
the top of my
head. Might be three, actually. I think it might be three.
That would be better. I want to go up to that. I've just made my executive decision right now. Our other match to look forward to is Perth Glory. Robbie Fowler making his competitive debut for the Glory over there, and taking on his former club in the Fury.
Interesting how these things happen, isn't it?
Yeah, always is. And Robbie Fowler is the king of scoring against his old club. So... he always seems to find the net against his old clubs when he plays against them, so I would go to Betfair and put some money on him to get on the score sheet.
Cool. Well, why not put a $50 bet on?
Hey, that's a good idea, but what if I don't have $50?
Well, it doesn't matter, because with Betfair, if you're a new signing and join up with us, you get a free $50 bet.
Oh man, we can do corny promotions.
Oh, we can.
High
and
fives,
we can do it well.
High five. To explain that further, in case you weren't listening, if you're sort of doing the dishes or whatever and you're kind of zoning out, which a lot of people would do when I start talking, go to our website.
Yes.
Click on the Betfair link.
That's awesome.
If you open up a new account with Betfair, you will get... does it have to be a $30 account still?
Yes, $30 account.
So open up an account, put $30 in of your own money, and you will get given... a $50 free bet. So basically, they will give you $50. That $30 stays in your account; it doesn't get touched, and you can bet with Betfair's $50 on anything you want. And if you lose, don't worry.
Yeah, cool.
Betfair will pick up the tab, but if you win, Betfair will give you your winnings,
which is awesome. You can't lose,
which is great. So yeah, that would be my hot tip.
Yeah, no, sign yeah, up. For Robbie Fowler to score.
It's a score against his old club, which he always seems to do. I'm quite proud of myself. I hope I win some people a lot of money.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's cool. Of course, the deals are exclusive for the Football Stack listeners.
Yes.
And Betfair's been good to us, so let's be good to them.
Absolutely. We didn't really talk about Gold Coast game. We just talked about whether or not we were going to go watch it. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good.
Yeah, I think so.
The game, not going out to watch it.
Oh, okay, which will be good also.
Yeah. Gold Coast United, obviously, just very similar to last season, with the addition of... Glenn Moss in place of
Van Straten.
Jess Van Straten. Other than that, they're pretty much the same lineup.
Yeah,
aren't they?
That's it. Well, they were going to sign a new striker, but when Smeltz decided he wanted to come back,
no need. Which is good. He'll score as well.
He will.
I'm going to predict that.
Cool.
For Brisbane, Costa Barbarousis has not stopped scoring.
He's
so watch him
fire.
As well.
Yeah, he's scored so many goals in preseason. Yeah. Albeit preseason, but he was the only A-League player to score against Everton on their tour.
Yeah.
So
watch him.
He's looking very dangerous.
Bit of a live wire.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see how their new signing Solaranzo goes as well.
Solzano,
Costa Rica.
Calzone. Yes. Well, that's great. Can't wait for the football to start and to have something to talk about next week, which is actually on the park related. So can't wait. Thursday, Friday. Is it doubleheader Friday night? I think it is.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, obviously, the blockbuster. And then at... pardon me, the game's on Sunday. We are talking about club football again. Let's talk adopted club football. It was something we started with the website here, and we've got a new team.
Oh, we do have a new team. New England Revolution, our Major League Soccer team for the Football Sack.
our tweeter Jimmy Stagger from Boston.
Yes, Boston, Massachusetts.
Of course, we brought in a new thing where if you contact the Football Sack with a club from outside of Australia and it's your club, we'd like to hear about it, why you support them, a bit of background on the club, and we're going to adopt a club from every country that writes in, the first in best dressed.
That's
and,
it.
Now we have an MLS team.
Awesome, awesome.
Of course, we've already got one. Let's talk Shelbourne United. The Shells are playing in the Leinster Cup final this weekend against the mighty Bray Wanderers.
Ooh.
So they're up against
them. They're up against
them. You'll know you've been in a match when you've played against Bray Wanderers. But that's fantastic. We've our first adopted club in Ireland, Shelbourne United, the Shells. You've already purchased a Shells shirt, and
yes,
it's in the post on its way here.
It's in the post right now.
Which is great. So hopefully it's here in time for the final.
I hope so.
I'm not sure. Maybe it'll be on TV. Who knows? Might be on like Tanta. They're an Irish broadcaster.
Yeah, okay. Well, we might have to have a look.
So we wish them all the best. We hope that that song gets played a lot, because that's obviously their goal scoring song. If you don't follow the show regularly, why not?
Mm.
But welcome aboard.
Yes. Glad to have you.
And glad to have you. Tell your friends, we've got to keep climbing this iTunes ladder. I'm not going to be content until we're number one.
Are we still? Are we number four or number two at the moment?
I have no idea. I think we might have slipped a little bit because we've not had the regularity of shows.
Cool.
But of course, now the football starting up, we'll be going back to twice a week.
Yes.
We'll be doing Mondays and Thursdays. Yep.
Very nice.
Which is great. So you'll be able to get annoyed by our gibberish twice a week. So fantastic. We can't wait for your company and more of your great stories.
Yes.
Yeah, like
course.
At the start of the show.
That
was great.
Amazing. I can't concentrate properly because I just want to hear the
end
of it.
That's right. Yeah. The suspense. Mm. Master of suspense. Mm-hmm. Let's talk our other promotion we've got going on, and it's with Sydney FC.
It is. Lovely. Great promotion.
They've been great to us.
They have, and so we're going to be great to them.
Yeah.
And if any... okay, pretty much what it is we have two tickets to every single Sydney FC home match this year to give away to our listeners / readers. So how we're going to do it is we're going to do... if you're going to be in Sydney for their next home match, Twitter us or email us at info@thefootballsack.com with what you think the current week's score will be.
Yeah, so this weekend they play the Victory, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you think that Sydney might win 2-0 and you fancy one of the killer bees to get on the score sheet, so let's say Mark Bridge, you can Twitter us at thefootballsack on Twitter or info@thefootballsack.com if you want to email us or Facebook us on our Facebook site and say Sydney 2, Melbourne 0, and you fancy Mark Bridge to be amongst the scorers. And our first correct prediction, if there's only one correct prediction with the score...
you obviously get it.
You get it. But if we have more than one who picks the score, it'll be the person who is able to name one of the goal scorers. And if not, we'll do what FIFA do and draw lots to decide. And then we'll contact you if you're our winner, and we'll get in touch with you and organise to get you a couple of free tickets to the football.
Yeah, which I think is awesome.
Tell you what, two tickets to that Sydney-Melbourne game wouldn't be too shabby.
Oh, that'd be very, very nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. So, fantastic Sydney FC. Thanks very much
to
them.
And season ticket holders, get in it as well, because if you get two tickets, you can bring two friends along. So
exactly. Yeah, don't sit there saying, I've got a season ticket, I don't need to do this. Because you can give it to your mates, and they'll love you.
Yeah.
And they might buy a couple of beers at the game.
That's it. So, really, the Football Sack are giving you beers.
That's what we can basically say. And they're saving money, too, by... not buying the beers.
Ah.
So the Football Sack is not only giving you beers, it's giving you money.
It's giving you tickets, it's giving you everything
you
need.
We're like those kids at school that just didn't have friends and tried to buy their friends.
Yes. Basically, please be friends with us.
Yeah, that's right. We'll give you tickets. On the subject of Sydney, Terry McFlynn, their skipper, had a chat to our friend Matty G, Matt Greenlaw, who writes for the site, does the website for us.
Yeah.
And we can you can check out that at our YouTube channel. So you've just got to go www.youtube.com/thefootballsack.
The Football Sack, no spaces, very simple.
That's right. And you can check it out. And amongst the videos that are up there is our latest promo video, which is a great one. Mm. And it's
how I discovered the Football Sack.
Oh, is it really? you were trying to find ball sacks.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, go to our YouTube channel, watch our latest video, or Jack's lost it in the studio.
If you watch the video, you'll know why.
That's it.
Yeah, you can't not watch it now.
Yeah, you have to go to it. Oh,
that's brilliant. That's awesome.
Okay.
One of us is going to talk, mate.
Yeah, okay, well, I can talk. So, yeah, look, if you haven't seen it and you want to know why we're laughing so much, go to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/thefootballsack. Watch our latest video and you won't be able to stop laughing for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's great.
And tip to anyone, don't watch it while you're recording a podcast because you may just lose attention.
You can also have a check out. He had a chat to Matt Mackay from Queensland Raw, Brisbane Raw, Travis Doll from Adelaide United, and as I said, Terry McFlynn of Sydney FC. So that's good. That was at the A League launch.
Yes, it was.
He attended that.
So we had a little show about that, and that'll be up tonight.
Yeah. One more bit of news before we move on that we should touch on is the W League.
Yeah, the Central Coast Mariners have actually pulled out of the W League.
Yeah, which is frustrating.
It's a little bit frustrating due to lack of funding. It's annoying because, you know, suddenly there's pathways for women football around New South Wales, which is that's you know, 20 slots which have just been lost.
Well, it's such a great area there in terms of population for girls to get involved.
Yeah,
so.
That's the thing. And, you know, they made the semi-finals last year, so they're a good side. Kind of reminds me of when Manchester United's women's team had to pull out of the English competition because the Manchester United would give them the funding.
Yeah,
no other richest club in the world at the time. Yeah, and literally it was a matter of thousands of pounds, not even millions.
Yeah.
And Manchester United were like, you know what, soldier. But yeah, it's it's a bit disappointing. But hey, look, get into the W League. Canberra United actually sent us some yearbooks the other day.
Yeah, yeah, they've sort of got in touch and said, look, here's all our info. We'd love to be featured as much as we can. So
here's a little feature.
Yeah, well done, Canberra United. Yeah. All the best for the coming season.
That's it.
You can follow their fortunes and the fortunes of every other team in the W League on our site.
Yes, of course.
Footballsack.com. We have a tab there for the W League. So if you're interested in women's football, which we both are. You're a coach, obviously.
Yes,
I am. A successful coach.
Oh, apparently.
The weekend, yeah. A resounding 6-0 thumping, and a special shout-out is deserved for one of your star strikers.
Yes, Alana Roston.
Alana Roston bagged herself four.
Four goals in a space of 20 minutes in a 6-0 win. So, Alana, good work, girl.
Congratulations to you, Alana. Fantastic effort. One to watch for the future.
Oh, definitely.
You'll say she's a runner.
Yeah, state runner.
State runner, yeah. Which is great. Obviously very talented, so all the best. And your climb to the summit of the table continues,
yeah. It's only one loss in the last 8 matches, and we had a run there, I think, of something like 600 minutes without getting a goal scored against us. So it's looking very promising.
Can you top that? Do you play for a local club, or do you support a local club, or does one of your mates play for a local club, and they've had a feat that needs mentioning like that? Get in touch, tell us about it, and we'll give it a shout out on the show because it deserves it.
Well, more than that, that's also one of our features, our My Club feature. If you support or play or anything about a local club, let us know, and we'll actually do a feature on the site about your local club.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the local version of our adopted club.
Yes, okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, that fits in well.
Yeah, it does. It does. Just a little shout out as well. Last night, under-21 Women's World Cup final, Germany beat Nigeria 2-0 in a very, very tough game.
Yeah.
Really entertaining match.
Really entertaining tournament. Some of the goals being scored in that tournament. Who was it? Was it South Korea? Scored some amazing goals.
Yes, it was South Korea. Yeah, they were crazy.
There was one game they scored about 3 scorchers that would, you know, they were English Premier League worthy of the quality of the goals. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of people won't watch women's football because due to the stigma, but like, we're on Twitter kind of doing observational commentary rather than our World Cup commentary. And Chris Murphy tweeted and he said, you know, in the semi-final, this game is actually quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Like,
when the Matildas played the was it the Asian Cup or the Women's World
Cup? Well, it depends. They won the Asian Cup a few months ago.
Yeah. Or, must have been the Women's World Cup a couple of years ago.
Oh, the one that got knocked out by Brazil?
That was it, yes. Yeah. They were awesome.
They were amazing.
And everybody was getting behind them. Mm. And I, you know, we were watching it here at uni, you know, in just rooms full of people. Mm. When the Matildas were playing, they would flock down and gather around a TV to watch because they were terrific.
Well, too, yeah, that tournament made names like Lisa Devanna and Sarah Walsh, who are both at the moment over in USA playing in the Women's Professional Soccer League.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they were great.
Was it Cheryl Salisbury that scored that extra time winner or the almost last kick of the game, I think, against South Korea? Oh, just memories. Yeah, fantastic tournament. So women's football.
Goosebumps. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. A little bit sad, but hey.
It's cold in here.
It's cold in here.
Before we move on from our YouTube, we should mention our YouTube clips of the week that you should definitely check out. We've got a couple for you. If you haven't seen it yet,
Where have you been?
You need to type in, go to YouTube, type in Giampaolo Carboni penalty. So Giampaolo space Carboni penalty. And it was in the Spanish under-19 European Championships against Italy. They get a penalty. He stamps up, he runs in, he sends the keeper the wrong way, he scores.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah. And I first saw it, I thought, why am I watching this on YouTube? I've seen many a penalty where he's sent the keeper the wrong way. Then they show it again in slow motion and zoom in, and it is just incredible. He runs in and kicks it with his standing foot.
It's crazy.
It's just...
I actually had to watch it 3 times in slow motion to get what he did.
Yeah, instead of putting his left foot next to the ball and kicking it with his right, he places his left foot underneath the ball and...
like, swings his other foot and then flicks it.
Swings his other foot, you know, as an air swing and sends the keeper. It's bizarre.
It's crazy.
I've seen Thierry Henry in warm-ups do the thing where, you know, they'd just be in a circle kicking it around and he sort of shapes to kick it across his body but leaves his standing foot there and it ricochets off his standing foot. So it's kind of like
that, except it's actually in a game, in a penalty. And
but the ball's not moving. He had to generate power.
From nowhere.
It's just from his run-up because he stops dead.
And his whole body shapes to keep the other way, like his arm movement, everything.
Yeah,
it's
sends the keeper the wrong way.
It's
just so amazing. Fantastic. Check it out. And also then go type in best celebration ever in football. And it speaks for itself. It's was it a Finnish game or a Norwegian game?
A Norwegian.
Norwegian game. And it's just the bloke's name is Norwegian for salmon. That's all you need to know. It's a fishing thing. It's just awesome.
It's crazy.
The best celebration I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've never seen anything better.
It's just the acting from everybody. They've obviously put in so many hours at the training ground working on that celebration to get it so right.
And it's taken them this many weeks to actually score a goal because they haven't been training properly.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I've never really been a fan of these choreographed celebrations. I think most of them are pretty bad. You know, I think it was like Bebeto was the first one to do
the
cradling the baby, and now everybody does that. Francesco Totti once scored for Roma and put the ball under his shirt because his wife had just given birth.
Oh, and he gave birth to the ball.
Yeah, that was an okay one. Carlos Tevez's first goal for West Ham against Spurs. It took him about 19 games to score, and when he finally did, a free kick, brilliant goal. Ripped his shirt off, swung it around his head, ran over towards the fence, and just threw himself headfirst into the crowd. That's a brilliant celebration.
Was it Jürgen Klinsmann who did the diving celebration?
Yeah, because he was touted as being a massive diver, scored and did Robbie Fowler with the famous sniffing the line.
And they're probably the big famous ones.
Yeah. What's your favourite goal celebration? Let us know. Twitter us at TheFootballSack or email info@thefootballsack.com. Or Facebook.
You go to the Contact Us tab on our actual website and click on the Facebook link and bam, done.
There you are. Let us know. Let us know any that we're forgetting because I'm sure there are because there have been some terrific... and, you know, don't email us and say, what about the shoe shine celebration? It's been done. There's that great one with...
I know we're just going to get an email saying, I love Tim Cahill's boxing one. I'm going to go, palm.
Emmanuel Adebayor scoring for City against Arsenal. And because the Arsenal fans were at the other end of the ground, he had to sprint. right down. Thierry Henry did that once for Arsenal against Liverpool, I think it was, where he scored, and I've never seen him run so fast to sprint up the other end of the field and slide on his knees.
I just remember that I'm smiling like an idiot at the moment. The Adebayor celebration is amazing. And they're just throwing coins and stuff at him too as you were doing it.
Righto. I think we're just about out of time on the show, unfortunately.
Oh, no, bro.
We'll go to a bit of correspondence and have a chat to some of the people who've contacted us. Of course, we've got the Socceroos. We're not going to talk that because we've got a few tweets. You tweeted and said Robbie Slater came out and said he wants Maradona to be the next Socceroos manager.
Yeah, well, that's what all this is about.
Yeah, and we had a few replies. We had Justin Redinger. His reply was peanut. Yep. Fair call.
Fair call. Well, he is a bit of a peanut.
Anthony from Melbourne said no thanks. Peter Coppola said publicity, yes. World Cup qualification, maybe not, which is a very good call. I think that's what it would be.
Yeah, okay.
Giovanni Coppola. There's got to be a relation.
Has to be a relation.
There's got the odds of that. He said, has Robbie had a knock to the head today? Chris Walker-Bush said Maradona didn't really show himself to be much of a tactician or diplomat. No, thank you. Ewan Rollins said, is this a joke? It'd be a bad choice, and I don't think he'd be interested. What do you guys reckon? And I'm sort of, you know, I think he might be interested because he's a head case. You never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And I think for entertainment value, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, let's be honest.
Probably not, eh?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people said he kind of fluked his way to what he did in the World Cup. But I think he had a plan. He had a master plan. And he kind of got there.
He is a bit crazy,
I wouldn't have him as Socceroos manager. No. I'm just saying he's not as stupid as everyone puts forward. Anyway, that's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, for example, just like his squad was made just of central defenders and players that could play striker, could play forwards. He had no true midfielders and had no true wingers.
Yeah.
Either wing backs or wing forwards.
He left Zanetti and Cambiaso out of his squad, which is bizarre. Picked a player for the World Cup because he dreamt he scored the winning goal. Anyway, we're not here to talk Maradona.
Truth is, his thing could work for Argentina because Argentina have Messi. We don't have Messi.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. With our livestock, he wouldn't get the same results.
So until I get picked for the Socceroos, no Maradona.
Righto.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave it on that?
We'll leave it on that.
He's self-proclaimed best footballer in the world.
Yeah. Well, hey, no one else is going to give me credit. I just have to give it to myself.
You, at the moment with your coaching, you are the Maradona.
I am the Maradona.
In a coaching sense.
Very nice.
Your team scores a lot of goals, but I'm thinking it's because you've got good players rather than the fact that you're a good coach.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, my heart is just burnt.
So Diego and myself should probably wrap it up for the show. Once again, if you'd like to contact us here at thefootballsite.com with anything that we've discussed today, you can do that info@thefootballsite.com, Facebook us, and Twitter us
at footballsite. Check out our YouTube and hit up Betfair.
Yes, and we'll be back Monday next week.
Monday next week with a wrap up.
And that'll be the start of our
bi-weekly podcast.
Yes.
Shall be amazing.
So go check out that YouTube clip, all those YouTube clips, because you'll have a laugh. I've been Jack. That's been Christian.
Goodbye, folks.
See you guys.